The mid-19th century was the golden age of rail in Canada. The Canadian provinces used these metal monsters to import goods needed for local development and to export their own unique resources. Without a doubt, the railroads were the mode of transportation that played the biggest part in the country's economic development, and every big city simply had to be part of the network. The advent of the train changed the face of transportation, not only of goods and merchandise, but also of commercial travelers and tourists.
Let's go back in time. The year is 1847. A proposal to build the first rail line linking Halifax and Rivière-du-Loup via the Matapédia Valley was submitted to the government. A second line, crossing the Baie des Chaleurs and heading eastward along the coast to Gaspé, was set to follow in 1870, following completion of the first. However, the start of construction was delayed for several years. When the project finally did get off the ground, the work stretched out over decades as a result of corruption, the bankruptcy of two companies involved in the construction, and two workers' strikes. Nonetheless, the work got done, and the line did eventually reach Gaspé, but not until 1910. The station in Gaspé, located as it was at the easternmost tip of the province of Quebec, was indeed the end of the line. At first, the train was used mainly for transporting goods and day-to-day consumer products, effectively replacing the steamers that brought supplies to Gaspé each week. A wharf was built near the station in order to make it easier to load and unload goods on their way to or from the North Shore of Gaspé Basin. The train also quickly became the preferred method of transporting lumber to other parts of Quebec and the Maritimes. Even though the train proved itself to be one of the most effective means of land transportation, boats and ships remained an essential part of daily life in the Gaspé, thanks to the region's maritime environment.
The first passenger train pulled into Gaspé on September 5th, 1911. From that moment on, the train became the preferred means of transportation for business travelers, but also for tourists out to discover the breathtaking scenery of the Gaspé coast.